BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, this is the Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Today we had a new game called Reverse Mastermind. We take out all the questions and only give you the answers on people's specialist subjects. It's play-along fun. We try and make Bumbleia Wednesday a thing. I'm not convinced. Fern's on for Real or No Real. An exciting insight into what the voiceover of Real or No Real does before he reads out the facts. And Alice Lekeen comes in to talk about the future festival after Partey.
BBC Radio 1.
Ash off of Bolton's been on saying, "Hi Scott, please tell me you're going to play Bombaleo again today. Had me in stitches yesterday."
You know what?
We can't just play that every day willy-nilly. No, why would you do that?
Just as a sort of like a daily thing this week. I'd love that so much. If we can get hold of it, can we give that another spin today?
Well, the reason it was on was because it was part of the question on Real or No Real yesterday. There's no actual reason for me to play it.
I know.
It. Or is this just going to become a thing where it's like a motivational piece of music?
I just think it's, especially on you know, more and more people started doing this now, calling it Hump Day.
No, it's Jam Tart Wednesday.
Oh, Jam Tart, okay. But lots of
Sam Bailey.
I heard another one the other day, people calling it Wet Wednesday.
What's that?
Which is, like,
you want
the
say
suggestion
this?
Is, yeah, no, the suggestion is you go out and, you know, it's fine to have a couple of drinks on the Wednesday. I think it all links in with this idea of Hump Day.
Okay.
But I think a quick burst of Bumbleia would be amazing for
you. Bumbleia,
yes. Alright. Hey.
Oh, I'm such a
this
fan
is going to be our new thing, I can tell.
Yes.
I like this bit.
For no reason.
Why is it on?
Yeah, good, I like that.
Every now and again, people will be like, can we have Bumbleo? All right, then. No idea why. A new game called Reverse Masterminds on at 1:45. Someone says, Reverse Mastermind says, like, it sounds like the game your teacher comes up with during wet play. You have to play it, but begrudgingly. Yes. No, you'll enjoy it. And now it's time for Reverse Mastermind, or Mindemast, or Dimnimretsam. We haven't worked out the name yet. I quite like Reverse Mastermind.
Oh, and that's what you were trying to do there. Sorry, I was trying to work out the weird noises you were making.
Yeah, if it wasn't just making weird noises, that was Mastermind backwards.
Reverse Mastermind.
So you know a Mastermind. They've got quiz questions. There's a scary chair. It's all dark. Literally the scariest thing I've ever taken part in. Awful.
This was a while ago that you did this, wasn't it?
Yeah, I had a proper panic attack. So they have two rounds. They have general knowledge and a specialist subject. The latest series of Celebrity Mastermind has just finished. It was on over Christmas and New Year. It was brilliant, I think, for two reasons. Some of the celebrities on it were proper random, and some of the specialist subjects they chose were even more random. For instance, Hugh Stevens off Radio 1 was on.
And your name is?
Hugh Stevens.
And your chosen subject?
Johnny Cash, the Columbia Years.
Of course. Why wouldn't it be?
It's the way you've got to say it as well. Like your specialist subject, however random it is, but in a really kind of knowledgeable way.
Do you know what my specialist subject was?
I do remember, yes. Oh my God.
Let's not discuss it now.
You've got to say what it is.
Prisoner Cell Block H.
But you would have said it in that way as well.
Yeah.
Prisoner Cell Block H.
Yeah, it's like a programme that I used to enjoy. Got all 693 episodes on DVD. So here's the game. We're going to hear the specialist subject rounds from some celebrities, but all we've taken out are the questions and left only the answers. So now we have to work out what the specialist subject was from just the answers that the celebs gave. So we both got buzzers. Today mine is a cash register off the 70s. And yours?
I'm going with my trusty horn.
So if I buzz in, it's... And if Chris buzzes in... Oh,
slightly broken.
Might want to get oil that. That's it. When we think we know, we buzz in and we can guess as many times as we want. 10 Scott Mills points for everyone we get right. And obviously you lot can play along as well.
This is going to be a tricky game, I feel. Because, you know, these topics can be so random.
Yeah.
So even just going by their answers, I can imagine this being quite hard.
Yeah, so we're just going to hear the answers on their specialist subject round. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
And your name is?
Rachel Wiley.
So it's Rachel Riley, our friend off of Countdown and Strictly Come Dancing. It'll probably be about maths.
Green and gold.
Chocolate.
Why?
Oh, green and black, that is, sorry.
Yeah, it's tricky, this, isn't it? Because I'm the first thought that came to my head, first thought, green and gold, Sam Sparrow, which is
black and gold,
in fact, isn't it?
Coal.
Yep.
Liverpool.
Oh, so that was coal and Liverpool.
Famous Cheryl's.
What, Cheryl Liverpool, who's that?
Well, no, I'm just thinking coal, that could be Cheryl Cole.
Oh, so you're not answering the Liverpool bit?
No, but there's probably a Cheryl in Liverpool.
Is there a Cole that plays for Liverpool?
I don't think he ever did, actually. Oh. Andy, in fact, Joe Cole used to.
Okay. I'm buzzing in then with Joe Cole.
So you think Rachel Riley's specialist subject's going to be Joe Cole?
No.
Right, okay. I'm going to stick with famous Cheryl's.
Newcastle? Ronaldo? Arsenal.
Oh, okay, Newcastle, Ronaldo, Arsenal.
There's some kind of football link going on here.
That's what I said already.
It's just bugging me, the green and gold bit, the first one. And seven.
I'm sticking with Joe Cole.
No, I think I know what this is. You sticking with Joe Cole?
Yeah.
I basically don't want to tell you the answer and give it away, because I think I've got this.
Okay, we'll stick then.
Okay.
Arsenal.
Yes.
PSV Eindhoven?
Yes.
PSV Eindhoven.
And Arsenal.
A football club. Ah, right.
Rachel, you have 9 points.
Oh, OK, go on then, I have no idea.
But I don't know how specific I have to be, but this is all linked to Manchester United.
In what way?
Well, Cole used to be a player. Green and gold was the original kit, I think, for Nuneaton, which was the original... I don't want to get this completely wrong, but I think I'm right.
Wow, and you're such all of a these... football anorak.
No, I'm not, though, but I think, like, Ronaldo, ex-player, the rest of football clubs, seven. Yeah, it all kind of makes sense at the moment.
OK, I don't really know, so let's find out.
And your chosen subject?
Manchester United since 1999.
Oh!
Can I have that?
Yeah, you can have that.
Amazing.
Oh, I did so much better at Holmes Under the Hammer. OK, next one. I like this game.
Hmm.
And your name is?
Hannah Cockcroft.
Ah! Won gold medals.
Yep.
Paralympian.
She's an Olympic hero. So what would her subject be then?
Sport
It's going to be sport.
Oh.
Just My Luck.
Oh! Lindsay Lohan. One of my favourite films.
Why?
She's in Just My Luck.
Okay, this is a curveball. So you're saying Lindsay Lohan?
Yeah, brilliant film. I DJ'd at the premiere for that. So we've got Just My Luck.
Just My Luck. Oliver? Bruce Springsteen. Bolton.
Yes.
Oliver, Bruce Springsteen and Bolton.
Bolton, Vernon Kay?
Wasn't in Just My Luck.
Has he ever been in Oliver?
My specialist subject, Vernon Kay.
From 1999.
I know that one of McFly is a massive fan of Bruce Springsteen. I can't remember which one. And Danny Jones from McFly is from Bolton.
Well, I can't argue with your knowledge here.
Okay, let's crack on.
Obviously.
Yes!
Yeah, definitely McFly, obviously.
I'm going to have to just stick with Vernon Kay for the sake of competition.
Super Records.
Yes!
That's their record label.
Back to Future.
Yeah, they're named after that.
McFly,
yeah.
Busted.
Busted, yes.
Best British pop act.
Right, okay, definitely. Definitely. McFly.
Yeah.
And your specialist subject.
McFly.
Oh.
Yes! Right, one all then. Sorry, I just like the noise.
The more you do that, that's from a song. I swear it is. The Christmas one.
Wish it could be Christmas every day.
The one before he...
Yeah, yeah, it is. right, okay, one all then on the Reverse Mastermind.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Chris is like a little child at Christmas today.
Well, I'm doing as much research as I can into this, but I've seen a couple of tweets saying that they're filming... Is this a bit Who now? I don't know. But they're filming 24 in London.
Off of Jack Bauer?
They must be doing an episode in the UK. You know, this is a huge opportunity.
Thing is, Chris, they film stuff in London all the time.
I know.
But you love 24.
But I'm seeing pictures there's loads of pictures on Twitter of Kiefer Sutherland with this cut on his head. It just all looks very exciting.
I saw one earlier where it's like an overturned London taxi. So obviously some kind of drama must have gone down there.
Yeah.
But it looks like a road that I walk down all the time. And that's pretty cool. It's like every time I see a film, especially an action film with London in it, or Manchester or Glasgow, you do get excited.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't you? Because you're like, oh, I've been there.
But that's what I'm thinking is like Radio 1 is, you know, where we are right now is in London. I'm thinking this is a great opportunity to get involved. Everyone wants to be in 24.
It's still going, isn't it? Is this 24 One Last Chance or whatever it's called? 24 Dragging It Out?
Well, as you say, he has a lot of bad days.
I mean, how many bad days can he have? It's been going on for a decade now.
But this is cool.
It is good. Do you know what? I was obsessed with 24 and I got me and my ex-flatmate. Well, she's taken him now. We're married. But when we were together, we used to bosh entire box sets of that. Mm. Box sets? They're still on, aren't they?
Well, one of the greatest moments of my life is way before I started on the show, but I came in to come visit you once and you had a really last-minute interview with Kiefer Sutherland.
Yeah, he came in.
And he came in and I didn't really know really what to say.
That was when you were just like...
I just came in to get out of the rain.
Yeah, you were just visiting me, weren't you?
Yeah.
Way before you worked here.
Popped in and Kiefer Sutherland there. Like, this is ridiculous.
The coolest guy ever.
And the thing is, me and my mates, we did this with two seasons of 24. We would watch it over 24 hours. And because of the way the shows work, the shows are roughly 45 minutes because of the advert breaks.
Yeah.
But if you treated it like 24 hours and timed those breaks so that you'd use those exact amount of minutes to, say, go to the toilet, you know, put something in the microwave, that kind of thing. You could watch this thing over 24 hours in real time.
What, so you stayed up for 24 hours watching it?
Yeah, like a group of us. It was quality. To be fair, you get about 8 hours in and you start to get really tired.
Yeah, I know. It was that thing with me where I was like, oh, another one. Oh, let's watch another one. Oh, let's put another one on before we go to bed. But I lost interest after series two. And I don't know how many series there have been now. It's a bit like Home Alone. That's on, I mean, I love the first two. I think that's like Home Alone 5 they're on now.
Someone's saying it's a movie that they're doing.
Oh, that's even better.
Is there no way? I mean,
but here's the thing,
how
Chris.
Does extra stuff work with these things?
No, like, they would have been planned in advance, funny enough. You can't just turn up. When you first text me today going, I want to go and get involved, can I go? Would you want to, what, not be on the show and go and see if you can get on 24 today?
I think it's a more reasonable excuse than what the Vamps lads got for missing tomorrow's Live Lounge.
Well, one of them's ill.
Yes.
Well, he can't do it. He's got flu.
I think it's far more, I'd sort of allow it a bit more if it was that he was being part of 24.
It doesn't work like that. You can't just, do you think you can just turn up and go, all right, Kiefer, can I be in it?
Right, let's say I got offered a role now. They said, right,
right, we're doing 24. It's not going to happen.
We need someone like you.
But they wouldn't.
And I had to say to our boss why I couldn't come into work tomorrow. Do I lie and say that I'm ill? Or do I say that I'm doing 24?
I would
do you see
go,
what I mean?
I'd go.
What would you do?
Ill.
Would you?
Yeah. Every time. I like it that the Vamps have just been on issuing a statement from Brad about tomorrow's Live Lounge, saying he's very ill.
Yeah.
Well, he is ill. He was ill a couple of days ago. And saying that soon we'll be sick of the sight of him and they don't like to cancel anything. So that's if you're a Vamps fan, you're looking forward to the Live Lounge tomorrow. It's nothing to do with the fact that we put one of them on hold for too long yesterday. Bradley off the band is actually ill to be rescheduled.
The Scott Mills Daily.
My buzzer noise is also off of MIA Paper Planes, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is so good. We're just thinking if Becky was still here, she'd be able to wrap that.
Huckster Rhymes.
She would wrap it. I think she could do it. Busta Rhymes, she's still alive, by the way. Doesn't just work on the show anymore.
Can I quickly say as well...
if Becky was still here...
Newton Heath, not Nuneaton.
Oh.
It was a massive error on my behalf, oh. And it was just in the heat at the moment. Very sorry.
Is that bad for football fans?
Oh, it's just bad form from me.
Okay. So you won't do it again?
No.
This is Radio 1, and we are playing Reverse Mastermind. So all we find out from the latest series of Celebrity Mastermind... are the answers to the specialist subject rounds, okay? So we don't hear the questions, we just hear the answers for their specialist subject. One all at the moment.
I think so far this game's worked well because there's been a football one which I've won and a McFly one which you've obviously won.
Yeah. What about this one?
And your name is?
Dan Walker.
Yes.
Okay, who's that?
Legend. Football Dan Walker, no. Presenter on Football Focus.
Well, it's a programme I would have never watched.
Hero. He was at the match at Wembley as well, the Radio Wanderers match.
With
he
Grimmie
played, Scott. You were commentating.
I didn't know their names. That didn't matter.
What a legend. Well, this has got to be another football one then, surely.
Oh, God.
John Johnson.
Yes.
I think his name was Robert Keyes.
I know. It's that one off Sky Sports. Right. My dad watches it.
You're thinking Richard Keyes.
Oh.
He just said Robert Keyes.
I thought I had one up on you on football then.
Yeah. Like, this is tricky. This isn't going down the route I thought.
Pigs.
Yeah.
Pig Beach.
Pig. Okay.
Any advance on Pig Beach?
No.
Let's move on.
Pigs.
Yeah.
James's wife. Anne.
Oh, I know.
What?
My dad's friend James's wife is called Anne.
Oh, right. So your dad is a friend.
Your special
James.
Subject? It's James, friend of Pete Mills.
I don't think this is going to be on.
Scott Mills' dad.
Lord Salisbury.
I'm really clutching at straws here. I'm just going to have to say posh people.
Your special subject, posh people.
It's all I can work with here.
Lord Salisbury. I seem to remember him. No, forget it, it's gone. I don't know.
The name rings a bell.
Yeah,
honestly, James's wife, Anne, Lord Salisbury, Robert Keyes, John Johnson, they all sound posh. Mm. I'm just going to go with posh people for now.
The priest hole man.
What's the priest hole man? Sorry, I don't have an answer. I'm just buzzing in to ask.
Oh, do you know what? All these characters, they sound like they're all characters from a play. There's some reason that all of these, I know obviously they're all linked by something, hence why we're playing this game, but they're all linked under, there's some kind of play. Or something.
Well, thanks for your input there.
Right.
The opening of Parliament.
Yes.
The opening of Parliament.
Oh, yes.
Go on.
I've got it.
What?
I've got it. I know what it is.
Yes?
If I say no, you're going to rob it. I'll just say it at the end.
No, it's fine because that's the end. That's the end of the answer.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Well, what's your final answer?
I have no idea.
I'm saying Guy Fawkes or the fireworks evening. Fireworks evening I'm going with. Well, no, I'm not wrong. I'm telling you.
It's not fireworks. It's not called fireworks evening.
Right, bonfire night.
Do you mean the gunpowder plot?
Yes.
Right, okay.
Same.
Fireworks evening. But you're... Okay, so right, what's your answer?
Any of those.
Okay. Why are you saying that?
Because I knew those names, but the opening of Parliament, that's
all right.
That's suddenly where it clicked for me. I don't know about the pigs.
So did you say any of those? Answers.
Well, they're all the same. Bonfire evening.
No, I was going to say, I'll take gunpowder plot. You take fireworks evening.
You can't. He can't do that. He's
no,
stolen
okay,
money.
No. It's fine. You got there first.
And your chosen subject, the gunpowder plot.
Yes.
Yes. Well done.
What a random topic for him. 2-1 up as well.
You weren't expecting that from Dan Walker off Football Focus, were you?
No.
And finally.
And your name is
Jordan Stevens.
Yes.
Who?
Jordan Stevens.
Who's that?
Rizzlekicks.
Oh, sorry. Call him Jordan Rizzlekicks then. Don't use his last name. No one knows his last name.
Yeah, they do.
No one knows.
I do.
Right, what's Harley's last name?
Alexander Sewell, not even his real name.
Is
it? I've been told, yeah. Okay.
Never knew his last name.
And your name is?
Jordan Stevens.
You can tell by his voice.
Dinosaurs.
Yes.
Spiders.
Yep.
Natural History Museum.
Yeah.
Went there as a child.
Okay.
Yeah? Anything else on that?
No, I've got nothing to add.
Rollerblades.
Rollerblades?
Puts on a British accent.
Yeah, a dreadful one.
Okay. No, okay, I got there first. So I'm saying some American that puts on a bad British accent. Nicki Minaj.
Dick Van Dyke.
Could be.
I'm going to stick with Dick Van Dyke.
Off Mary Poppins.
No one who's Dick Van Dyke for a number of reasons. Mary Poppins or Diagnosis Murder. That was daytime gold.
You can really put an age on when you were a student. You can really put it in time.
Appear on Discovery Channel. Just Married.
Oh. I don't know about Appear on the Discovery Channel, but Just Married is a film with Ashton Kutcher.
Oh, is it?
Where he may have put on a bad British accent in something. But then why isn't Punked in there?
This is so weird.
Don't think he's ever been on Discovery Channel.
Puts on a British accent suggests that this is going to be a person rather than a thing.
Okay.
Just Married. Spudnik.
Yep.
Spudnik.
He gets hit with a puck.
Yeah, he does.
I'm very confused.
I don't understand.
He gets hit with a puck.
I'm still saying Ashton Kutcher. He must have got hit by a puck in some of his films, or one of them.
No, I'm going to have to stick with Dick Van Dyke then.
I think when we find out what this is, it's going to be well annoying, because it's probably quite obvious.
I just can't link. I can't see anything that links any of those.
So, Jordan, off Frizzle Kicks.
Your chosen subject.
The Life and Times of Ross Geller.
Oh, no!
Yes, of course.
That's so annoying.
Gets hit with a puck.
So they're all things that have happened in Friends.
Oh, right. So getting hit with a puck, Friends. Oh. Right, I get it.
Right, loads of our listeners would have got that one and think we're idiots and be shouting at the radio. And he puts on a British accent, a really bad one, the one where he does a lecture.
Yes. Remember that? Yes.
Oh, gutted. So Chris wins Reverse Mastermind 2-1.
Yes. Have it.
I'm going to BBC Radio 1's Future Festival tonight. Can get a ticket now?
Too hot. This one?
Yeah, sure is. I actually asked weeks ago to go.
Did you?
Yeah.
It's exciting, though. What a night.
I know. So last year, Disclosure, Laura and Vula, 1975, ASAP Rocky, all big breakthrough acts in 2013. Who is on tonight? Well, I'll tell you. Catfish and the Bottle Men, Gorgon City, we're playing that track a lot with MNEK, George Ezra, who was in the Live Lounge yesterday, Janae Aiko, not aware, but I will be tonight, Sampha, Royal Blood, who are like rock, and Sam Smith, of course, as we all know. And then there's an after party with Phil and Alice from 10 till midnight. So it's a load of Radio 1 DJs, and Zane Lowe is the main host, introducing 2014's big up-and-coming artist tonight. And the after party is with Phil and Alice between 10 and 12 on Radio 1. If you didn't get tickets and you really wanted to go, don't worry about it. You can watch the entire thing live on your phone, on your tablet, on your laptop. Just find a screen and put it on the Radio 1 website and you'll see us tonight. There'll also be highlights on the Radio 1 YouTube channel afterwards. Radio 1's Future Festival this evening. Hot new acts for 2014.
I love an after party.
I know. I wonder what's going to be at the after party.
I like this idea.
And because you know I will go to the after party.
Yes.
Because that's me.
You always attend the after party.
Because once I've started, I can't stop, as you know.
And you're a fan of an after-after party as
yes,
well.
Yes, I am. So I hope there's a hotel lobby nearby. Actually, there is. Yeah. There is a hotel lobby that I know quite well, where all sorts goes on.
Really?
So yes, right near that Maid of Our Studios. I wonder what's going to happen. And is there wine? Are the drinks? Alice Levine is outside and she's part of it. Come in. Hi, love.
Yes, Levine.
Hello, Levine.
Are you beckoning me?
Yes, please.
Hello, Levine.
Alice Lakeen. Hello.
Can I put this on?
Yeah, can you talk us through the after party?
Sorry to bring you in.
So you're
going
to come?
Yeah, I'm going to the Future Festival, then after party. Yeah, but where is it? And am I going to be like the only person there?
Well, no. Basically, Phil and I are going to host the after party, a bit like, you know, when Kim Kardashian gets paid to, like, turn up for 5 minutes. It's that vibe. So
you're there for 5 minutes?
No. But we are wearing sequined gowns. Phil doesn't know yet. We're going to take over from Zane. He's got an amazing lineup. Take over from 10. And it's kind of like the beers in the bath situation. It's like when stuff gets a bit kind of, you know, grungy, a bit late, but you know, late night Hollyoaks vibes.
A few eggs get thrown about, that kind of
precisely,
thing.
Precisely, yeah. Eggs get thrown about.
That happened at one party I was at not too long. Don't worry.
Eggs get thrown about?
Yeah, because you know when you go back to someone's house for an after party, it's like things start getting raided. And
you are never coming back to my house for an after party.
I was going to say, can I be one of those that goes to the after party without going to the main thing? I couldn't get a ticket, so...
I think it's actually cooler just to go to the after party, because we've got Circa Waves and Lizzo performing live, cool. And then if you don't go to the actual thing, I mean, don't tell Zona said this, obviously, but if you just come to Abbott, then it's a bit like, I'm just so fashionably late.
Oh, this is a bit like when I went to the Sugar Babes thing, isn't it?
It's going to be... It right.
Is. Do you remember that?
No, I don't.
Were you there?
I don't think so.
Oh, that's really awkward.
What?
So I was supposed to go and see, right, ages ago, but when, you know, when the Sugar Babes did many comebacks? So they did a comeback and they said, oh, we'll do all the hits, don't worry. So I was like, yes, Sugar Babes, good hits. So... I went to the pub and forgot that they started at, let's say, 7:30. So, and then we were going to a party afterwards.
Wine.
So, the wine was on. The time went by, got to 9:00. I was like, I was supposed to go and see the Sugar Babes. I walk into the Sugar Babes as they're walking out.
No.
And they're like, oh, so you've just come for the party, yeah? So you've not actually come to see us perform. And it was really awkward.
Because if I know one thing about you, you love the Babes.
Yeah.
I know. But they saw me just walk in. I think I was during their last song. They're like, all right, so you've come for the drinks, but like you haven't come for our gig. I was like, okay, well, whatever.
Is Scott going to be allowed to the after party?
What do you mean?
Well, with stories about Sugar Babes, no, we're trying to keep it cool, Scott. Don't be mentioning the Sugar Babes. Unless it's the Siobhan days, obviously. Gingers stick together.
Yeah.
But yeah, so turn up whenever. And yeah, it kicks off from 10. I'm thinking it might... I don't know. I feel like everybody's going to be a bit like pent up because they're working at the Zane bit and everyone's like really sort of like stressed and like doing their work. And then 10:00, yeah, Phil and I, they can actually just chill.
People will be power drinking.
Do you think?
Do you know what I mean? It's like put the top on the bottle of wine because you've had too much already. You've downed 3 glasses, or is that just me?
I think that's a very prophetic comment about later on, yeah.
So what do you mean, am I allowed to go? I've worked here a long time.
Yeah.
Why would I?
I'm just saying there was an incident at the Brits a couple of years ago where there was a struggle to get you to the after party. Do you remember that?
No,
there was an issue there.
There's often a struggle to get Scott to late night events.
Okay, well,
what happened?
I don't actually know.
What happened to the Brits?
Yeah, I can't say. But basically the.
Can you tell me off air?
I had to help you get to the after party.
Oh, okay.
At great expense, and
I think I know now. Anyway, so look forward to seeing you tonight. I'm never in any trouble.
Don't fall asleep, because when we had our bedroom DJ party, you were going to come to the first one and you fell asleep.
Yeah, there's that as well.
I came to the last one.
You fell asleep at 8 p.m. at the first one.
He's missed two of them
due to unforeseen circumstances.
That's right. So tonight it is Future Festival on Radio 1. Big lineup with Zane from 7. You can watch it online. And then the after party with Finn and Alice from 10 until midnight. And then the after party in the Hilton nearby.
Please don't be the one crying on the stairs.
I won't. There needs to be one, though. It's not going to be me. So, yeah, tonight, I'm looking forward to it. It's one of those things, if you want to be really cool to your mates and know who all these people are before they do, all these artists, then watch online and listen tonight from 7 p.m. on the Future Festival. Catfish and the Bottlemen, Gorgon City, George Ezra, Janae Aiko. Can't do it without an accent. I don't know why.
She's not from Australia or New
Where
Zealand.
Where from?
Is she not?
She's off of LA, isn't she?
Oh.
I've just verified that with someone who knows more than me, yeah.
Also, Sampha, Raw Blood and the fabulous Sam Smith tonight. And then Phil and Alice, 10 till midnight after party. We're just talking to Alice about our podcast, which you do listen to.
Yeah,
but far behind.
I'm on like 2009.
So you won't hear yourself on this today's podcast for another 3-4 years.
Yeah, I have to really invest if I want to hear me. I've not even been born yet in the world of Scott Mills Daily.
No. Is Chris on yet?
Am I on?
Yeah, he's not popular yet, though. He's like, you know that period where he's just bedding
popping
in?
Up every now and then?
Oh, right, he just occasionally appears.
Oh, his best friend Chris again. It's like, I know where this is going.
Are you really on 2009?
It's far back, yeah. There's some good things. I really liked Flirt Divert. That was good, wasn't it?
Bring that back.
What? Why are you so far behind?
When you ring takeaways and put them onto each other. Do you remember that?
Oh, God. Have you heard the one about an angry Scottish pizza?
Seriously, it's vintage Mills.
It's good, but why are you so far behind?
I don't know. There's something wrong with... It's either something wrong with me or it's not uploading properly, but I feel like they're worth something, so I don't want to delete them because I could probably sell them because they're vintage.
Alice, have you heard any of my work in the last 3 years?
It's good.
But Alice, coming up, Laura's Diary.
What you need to do is you can click like times 2 or times 5. You can listen to it in double speed.
Speed through it.
Oh, do you think? And then I'll do it in 18 months, won't I? I'll be up to date.
Then you'll hear yourself. Oh, do you remember all those bands I was talking about in 2014?
I'm going to be.
They're all huge now.
These will be who by then?
No, they won't be who.
By the time she gets around to it.
The one that doesn't speak is going to leave soon. It'll be really sad. And I bet Becky will like rap sigh. Oh, it's all going to happen.
Yeah. Gorgon City will split up.
Am I living in the future slash the past? Yes.
It's a bit weird. So tell us about Lizzo, who are on your after party tonight.
Do you know Lizzo? Do you play Batches and Cookies?
We don't yet.
Oh my goodness, it is so good. I think she's... we've only spoken to her on the phone, but with all due respect... Sorry, I was Jenny. I came in for a sec.
With all due respect.
I think she is going to be a bit cray, because when we spoke to her on the phone, she was a bit mad, which I really like. So I think she's perfect for the after party.
Okay, so tonight, 10 o'clock, Lizzo... they've been playing Batches and Cookies on Phallus's show. Should we play it now?
Let's play it. You'll love it.
I got my batches and cookies. 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 Got my batches and cookies. I got my batches and cookies. I got my batches and cookies. I got my...
Chris is looking well confused.
I like that one.
He's on the fence, isn't he?
It's fun. Batches and Cookies, Lizzo on tonight's Phil and Alice after party for the Future Festival. Alice has heard something that we've done in the last 3 years, actually. You must have been listening live, right?
I do occasionally listen live if I'm awake, yes.
And that was your appearance on the Living Doll show.
Loved that.
It's what do you think would be your best skin tone colour?
I'd probably say the medium skin tone as well.
A set of D implants?
So that's the show where they all wear the doll outfits, including the face?
Yes, that'd be great.
So do you have people in the UK that you communicate with? That are into masking and rubber dolling and all of that?
I have got contact with a few people, yes.
It's you with a mask. It's you with a mask on, obviously.
It's not, and I can't prove it.
It's just like a tea towel over the handset, hasn't it?
I can't prove it because it's a...
Sophie?
Because Sophie's wearing a mask.
We can never prove it. I love it.
There's something you...
Like, so
you,
frustrating.
You can deny it all you want, but...
Yeah, well, I can.
But, yeah, but
I think we should get voice recognition specialists
on it.
Shall we? That'd be great. So, tonight, it's BBC Radio 1's Future Festival. Zane Lowe from Seven with Big Axe for 2014, and then the Phil and Alice after party from 10 till midnight. Thanks, Alice Lakeen.
Thanks, see you at 10.
It's really good to have you on in the afternoon. Thank you.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
For the first time on Real or No Real, we welcome Fern Cotton to the party.
Why have you not asked me before?
This is incredible.
It's good, isn't it?
Thank you. I'm honoured, and I'm very looking forward to it.
So this is a selection of facts. Some are real, some are no real. Yeah. Some of them will seem ridiculous to you, but could actually be true, just to warn you. And you get 10 Scott Mills points for each one you get right. Good to have Fern with us on a Wednesday.
You know what? One of my favourite ever facts came out of Real or No Real, and that is that Hugh used to be a magician called Houdini.
Yeah. Yes.
Real. When I heard that, I was like, oh, shut up. You totally made that up. And when you said real, I was jumping for joy.
Yeah. So you do listen?
Houdini, of course I listen.
She actually listens.
Hello. Yeah. Okay, so here's your first one. Is this real or no real?
Chantel Houghton, Jeff Brazier and Ashley Banjo's dogs are all friends. They're walked together every morning by a man called Eric.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow.
So which one's Chanel again or Chantel? What one did you say?
Chantel is the one that I believe... Do you remember on Big Brother was the fake pop star?
Yes, and she dated an ordinary boy.
Yes, she did. Preston.
That's it.
Yeah.
Right, you progressed back.
I thought it was a different Chantel, or am I getting my Chantel and Chanel mixed up?
You're getting mixed up with Chanel.
Right, I see.
Chanel Hayes.
That's the one.
I don't know which one she is, I'm afraid.
Great knowledge.
Thank you. I know my Chantels from my Chanels.
So Celebrity Dog Club, that's what we're talking here.
Pretty viable. I think, you know, they might all live in the same area. There's a dog walker, and they probably socialised together. One said, I've got a great dog walker. They've hooked up. He's doing three for the price of one.
I'm not being funny, but I think it's a certain level of celebrity that has a dog walker. And I'm not sure that, no offence, I'm not sure that Ashley Banjo and Jeff Brazier are in that sphere to have a dog walker. I'm saying it's
harsh
more
words.
It's more Paris Hilton.
Right. You'll never be invited to go and see Diversity on tour ever again.
That's you'd have a dog walker.
I've got a cat, though, so there's the problem.
Oh, right, yeah, but you would have one.
Do you have a cat walker?
No, my cats are very lazy, which suits me down to the ground.
This dog walker thing, though, it's not purely for you celebs. It's people who are busy, you know, and clearly those are busy people. Ashley Banjo.
Yeah, he is
dancing,
busy.
Always.
Jeff Brazier is very busy. Always in the hub.
But he has this morning, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
The Celebrity Dog Club idea, I like this. And I like things which unite celebrities outside of work.
I know in LA they have people, if there's a selection of celebrities living in the same row, which does happen because they're all kind of gated communities, they do have people, one group of people, to put all of their Christmas decorations up.
That is fabulous.
I know, I love it.
That's like, do you remember when I went to Paris Hilton's house?
Yes.
She lives down the road from Robbie and Slash.
That's right.
Brilliant. What a street.
Because was it Mark Wahlberg who was
and
saying
and Charlie Sheen at the end of the road?
Is he there as well? Yeah.
They do Neighbourhood Watch.
They do. So imagine the Neighbourhood Watch in LA, where Brilliant. You go there and it's like Ozzy Osbourne turns up to talk about what time they're going to bring your bins out.
Excellent. I'm so all for that.
So, Chantel, Jeff and Ashley's dogs are all friends and they're walked together every morning by a man called Eric. Real or no real?
Gotta be real.
Real.
That one is no real.
Oh, no. Oh,
they should start that, though.
They should.
If they've got dogs.
What about this?
David Cameron and Prince Edward were in the same school play.
Are they the same age?
Yeah, they're probably roughly the same age, I would say.
I think if David Cameron is older, generally.
Yeah, sure.
Royals do go to normal schools, don't they?
And I think, they all probably went to, like, Eton, didn't they, or somewhere like that, one of the posher ones.
Yeah.
I think you think of Edward as being young because he's the youngest, but actually he's probably piled on a few years.
Right, yeah.
So I would say possibly they're the same age, and that is more than likely real.
It's probably Eton, isn't it?
It's probably Eton, and their school play is probably extremely posh.
Yeah.
It's probably Shakespeare.
Talk to me about this royal. Is this the party royal?
What?
Is this the one who has a good time?
No, not him.
Isn't Andrew party man?
I think used to be.
Right.
Used to be party man.
I'm not passing any judgment. I don't know. I never party with any royals. Ever.
The ultimate...
Oh, you blatantly have partied with a royal
you have.
At some point. Don't lie.
Maybe a couple. Once, actually. This is a very weird story. And this is not... I don't want to drop a clang. I'm just saying it because it's a good story.
No, all good.
This is going to be great.
We're listening.
Okay, so one time, Princess Eugenie, or if you're posh, you say Eugenie.
Yeah.
She is really good friends of a friend, weirdly. Now, remember, I'm a working class girl, but over the years, I have met people from all different backgrounds, okay? Yeah. I'm just setting the scene.
Mm.
So, said friend comes over, and she brings her friend, Princess Eugenie, to my house. She comes around my house, it's Christmas time, I'd been given a little box of sort of quiz questions, like you do like a little bit of dinner party question quiz time.
Mm.
One of the questions that was floated about was about the Queen, and we asked her that question.
Really? How about,
wow. That's your nan. That is your nan
that's
right there.
That's so good. Yeah. At your house?
At my house.
You
I know.
In the
definitely
house.
Party with royals then.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it was a small gathering, but let's big it up and say, yeah, I've partied with royals. Sure.
Love. So David Cameron and Prince Edward were in the same school play, real or no real?
Real.
I'm going to say no real.
That one is real.
Yes, Fern. So it's true, Prince Edward was 2 years above David and they were both in the same production of Toad of Toad Hall.
Oh,
bonus extra fact for you. The Queen came to watch the play, meaning the first time the Queen ever met the Prime Minister, he was dressed as a rabbit. We do have a picture.
Oh, no my way. Goodness! He's got white tights on!
That's so good. Which one's him? This one.
There we are, Your Majesty. That's the Prime Minister of Great Britain there, dressed as a rabbit.
With white a little underpants.
Yeah, that's good.
That's good. Great photo.
That's a good fact.
And of course, a tie.
Made my day.
What about this?
Vance Joy's track Riptide is a cover of a song originally released by Brian McFadden and Delta Goodrum in 2005.
If that's real, I quit Radio 1.
Here's the thing. Would you like it as much, Fern, if you knew that Brian and Delta did the original?
No, I would have to retract... Seriously, on all previous statements.
Because I seem to remember seeing them do a duet on Australian X Factor, and I think it might have been this song.
Oh, don't tell me this, because I'm gonna have to leave. I'm gonna have to start working.
Are you gonna just resign right now if it's real?
I'm going downstairs to the One Show or BBC Asia, anywhere else but here. I can't work here anymore if this is a fact. Please, not Riptide.
Have you got something against Brian McFadden?
Nothing.
Right.
Absolutely
just
not.
Make that clear.
Absolutely not.
So this is go on.
It doesn't bode well for Vance Joy.
So this is Vance's version.
Oh.
And here is Brian and Delta's version, the original in 2005. Joking!
Oh, I genuinely thought you had it there.
I was so close to vomiting.
Oh, so.
But I might not just have the clip. Real or no real?
Oh, you might be double bluffing.
Oh, I've got to say no real and just have hope and optimism about this awful situation.
Fingers
I really
crossed.
Hope it's real. I'm saying real.
Fingers crossed for you, Fern.
Oh.
That one is no real.
Oh, got it.
Her whole career flashed before her eyes.
That was a really touch-and-go moment for me.
And finally,
giraffes are all bisexual.
Fabulous.
Now, I'm inclined to believe this, because
they're not fussy.
Mm.
Right.
All of them.
All of them.
So, I mean, everyone is having a brilliant time.
But then do you reckon there's the odd one that is just totally straight or gay and they're like the kind of minority in the pack?
Possibly. Yeah. But it says that all of them are all bisexual.
Yeah, I would kind of go with real on this one and, you know, good for the giraffes. Have fun. Be free.
I just can't figure this out. I can't imagine it.
Why? What's so hard to get? They just like, they all like girls and boys.
Yeah, okay.
That's what I'm struggling to go along with here. That you, like everyone would be bisexual.
Yeah,
they're just loving. They're loving animals. I think they've got those beautiful loving eyes. They're kind of like teardrop eyes. They're very loving. They're big. They're beautiful. I would say that they're very loving all round.
I'm going to say no real.
Real.
That one is real.
It's true.
What?
They love it.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Did you say real?
I said real.
And at the end of that, Fern Cotton, first one ever, round of real or no real.
She trounced me. She got 30, I got nothing.
Yes, good. Fern, good work.
I know my facts.
Some good facts in there today as well. Thanks, love.
You've made my day with that picture of David Cameron in tights.
And the fact that Delta and Brian didn't do...
I know. Right. The nation shall rejoice.
I can't believe the giraffe one. But genuinely, like, I've really...
Just stop thinking about it now.
I wanted to examine it further, but it's...
Don't.
Still reeling from that giraffes are bisexual thing, aren't you?
It's this giraffe thing.
Yeah.
And that's not going to be one that I forget, because that's a shock.
Can't get his head around it.
Some are saying that it's, you know, the giraffe's neck is so long that they can't really see what's going on down. Do you know what I mean?
Sure. Let's not think about it too much.
But
now, you might not know this, but one of the producers on the show, Chris, is sometimes the voice of Real or No Real,
yeah.
when Chris Smith off the news can't do it. And... he was in the studio earlier. We love his warm-up routine.
He doesn't know about this.
No, he doesn't.
Hey.
Ooh. This is what he does.
Yeah.
Just to get his voice right. Here he goes.
Chantal Houghton.
It's quite disgusting.
Chantal Houghton. 1, 2, 1, 2. This is better. Now we're on.
You see? And that's how he gets that great voice.
Hey.
Ooh. It does remind me of something. It's more like.
Thanks, Scott.
Sorry about that.
It's
a good. It's a good insight. Oh, we have a laugh, don't we? So tomorrow. Someone else is getting wet on Innuendo Bingo at 1:45. If you can listen and watch live, we'll be seeing what Winter Watch have been up to in the last 48 hours. See you tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.